Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio, marching to infinity and beyond.
Hey everyone, couple of things. Tee Public is having a big old sale of all their tees this month, including ours. So if you ever wanted some sweet Sans Pants merch, like a tee of the gross logo for Dinosaur Universe, which looks great in pink, now's the time to do it. Just head on over to teepublic.com/stores/SansPantsRadio and peruse what we have on offer. Speaking of Dinosaur Universe, the final adventure in the Dinosaur Saga is now available to purchase as an MP3 download at sanspantsradio.podkeep.com or as a physical copy on a USB cassette tape at audiobooksontape.com. All the links are in the show notes, or you can get them from our website, sanspantsradio.com. Lastly, a few months back, we released a Pay What You Want campaign called The Message, with all proceeds going to PSC Support UK. As a bit of an update to that, here's Mark.
Sans Pants Radio. You guys are just awesome. No, really, you are. This is Mark again, the dude who talks about his liver. Some of you know me as Nufkin, some of you know me as Sans Pants Plus Dude, some of you know me as the weird dude who sold merch on the UK tour. Basically, I'm a bit all over the place doing odd jobs. But the last time I spoke to you, I was moaning about my liver disease, my rare liver disease called primary sclerosing cholangitis, PSC, and how Sans Pants had done an amazing thing and donated any money that you paid to buy The Message, which was a D&D adventure about awoken animals, which is really fun and you should listen to it if you haven't, to a charity that is looking into ways to help people who have this rare liver disease like me. And so I thought I'd come back and do a little update for you. So settle in, because you're going to have me rambling at you for a bit. The Message was launched in mid-July, and from mid-July to the end of September, which was the first financial quarter it was available in as a choose-your-own-price model, where all the profits were going to the charity, I am absolutely amazed at how much you all managed to raise. It raised £2,554.32. And that figure just blows my mind. Every time I look at it, I grin from ear to ear. You have no idea how much that means to me. It's such a large amount of money. And so I thought I'd come back and tell you what kind of research that this charity is doing. So a few recent projects that have been funded is a unbiased look at clinical and molecular biomarkers on the progression of the disease and a certain type of cancer we can get, which is a very, very scary type of cancer. So what this means is they're looking at how it develops, because at the moment there's no model that anyone can use, doctors to use, to say, well, you're at this stage and in a year you're likely to be at this stage, and in 2 years you're likely to be here. It's all a bit of a mystery at the moment. And this cancer's even scarier because its symptoms are exactly the same as disease symptoms. So it's very hard to tell if you've got it. And when you do have it, it's a very scary, fast-moving cancer. The charity has also helped research ways of inhibiting the pathways that allow the disease to continue and to develop in your body. They've funded a virtual PSC clinic because it's a rare disease. There's very few doctors in the country who actually know enough about it to give you useful information. So if you're not lucky enough to live near one of them, you're kind of shit out of luck, really. And it's you're either traveling really far to see these doctors, or you're relying on information on the internet, which is usually out of date. So these virtual clinics allow people who live not near one of these doctors to access these doctors remotely, which is absolutely brilliant. And along with this, the charity does all the usual stuff where they advocate for us, especially in transplant issues, because that is the only potential cure. They support us when we need it. They create literature. They've got an amazing website which has information that is actually backed and checked and looked over and edited by doctors themselves. So it's not just one person's view. It's a proper medical view of what you need to know. And so I can only say thank you so much again. And thank you to the people who have gotten contact. I know a load of you emailed me. I haven't got back to any of you because the UK tour just sucked up all my time, but I promise I will. There were people who came up to me on the tour and spoke to me, and it made my day. Every time one of you recognized who I was or chatted to me, that was brilliant. I met someone whose relative had the disease, and that was amazing to make connections with people. So thank you again, and thank you for your donations. It honestly means the world. It's still there. It's still online. It's still a choose your own price. So anyone who hasn't listened to it, please go and do listen. You can give as little as you want or as much as you want. If you listen to it and you decide you didn't want to pay anything because you didn't have any money and now you've got a bit of money, go and give some. You can hear my dogs in the background. They want to go for a walk, so that's what we're doing next. But it's still there. You're wonderful. Spread the word. You are all amazing. And when I saw that figure, and when I donated the figure, and I've got them to hold up one of those big giant checks, which I'll get Sans Pants to tweet the picture out of, it just makes my day every time I see it. So I'm going to go and give these noisy dogs, which you can probably hear padding around me, a walk. You guys are amazing. Thank you.
So if you want to throw your support behind a good cause and listen to a very cute adventure, just head to sanspantsradio.podkeep.com. Now, enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you lose a guy in 10 days? For any of you not familiar with the 2003 classic How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, the plot of the film is basically that Kate Hudson is a writer at a magazine who wishes to write about greater things, but instead she's in charge of a column called How To. Each week she has to write about how to do something. One of her friends goes through another breakup. She's like, fuck it. I'm going to use all the cliches to start dating and then lose a guy in 10 days. At the same time, the guy she picks is Matthew McConaughey, who works for an advertising executive, who makes a bet with his friend that he could get a date in the next 10 days to bring to the company ball.
Okay, so is the rule?
The rule is you need to try and lose this guy in 10 days, but at the same time, this guy, he's got a bet with his friend.
He's keen.
Well,
he's keen. I'll get a guy for the date from the company ball, and doesn't matter how lumpy and potato shaped he is,
but
it's
gonna be lovely.
So,
all right.
You and also it's 10 days, so like being bad at sex or like being kind of gross looking or whatever won't really play in our favor.
Yep.
That's true.
So you can't be like, oh, I'll just fuck him wrong.
Doesn't matter how wrong you fuck him.
Because
he'll put up with it for 10 days.
Also, yeah, so, alternatively, like, if he really wanted, he's real keen. Like, sex probably once in 10 days if you wanted. Like, yeah.
Take him to meet my parents.
Ooh, that's a good one.
All right.
And very strongly hint about marriage.
Okay, so straight off the bat, you've just met this guy. You're like, I quite like you. Don't know your last name.
First date, your parents' house.
Whoa, that's good.
Yeah, because you're a grown man.
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely.
I know this lovely little restaurant. It's up down this way. It's in this area. Blah blah blah. Oh, as we're driving there, I'm like, oh, this is a quick pop into my parents and say hello.
No, you can do it better. You can be like, just this nice little lovely Italian restaurant. You get there, your parents are already there. You sit down with them. You're like, yeah, this is my parents, this is my dad, this is my mom, and he's like, what is this?
And this is, mom, dad, this is the love of my life, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. This is my, hopefully one day, husband, Matthew McConaughey.
I just make awkward jokes, like, I love a spring wedding.
And then if you can have...
And it's winter now, so that's a month away.
If you can have a ring on every finger but your wedding finger...
I just really like to complete the set.
His finger's so cold.
It's winter and I really wanted a spring wedding.
Do you think, but Matthew McConaughey is Kane, as long as you don't get married in that 10
That's
days.
True. like, he might put up with it for 10
He'll put up
days.
With crazy for 10 days. Unless you're like, you're locked in. Then he might go. But like, he can probably push back for 10 days till That's after true. The ball.
Even if like, even if you were like to go like balls to the wall and like propose on the first date, he could be like, let's just take things a bit slower.
Yeah, he might be like, I'm keen. But like,
because you can't break up with him. He needs to break up with you, which is the plot of the film.
That's the struggle.
Okay.
But it's, the understanding is that we've got him, yeah?
Pass me one of those things we were eating before. They're good.
They're real good. They're like a weird little Dutch pancake or
Sons
something.
Of bitches.
I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Crummy. Hey, listeners, it's all right because they're pretty quiet to eat.
The joke is they're not. So
oh, see, they're not too bad. I took a bite. So no,
is that your... I was listening to Jackson before, and he's a
nom, nom, nom. Yeah. Is that your opening salvo? Is that your entire plan?
Well, my opening salvo is just like meeting the parents straight off the bat.
That's good because like that's frightening.
Yeah, I reckon we.
It's
could,
also
like...
just like rude.
Yeah.
Like, it shows a significant right. misunderstanding of what a first date should be.
All right, so Italian restaurant with with the folks.
With the folks, yeah.
And be like, all right, we've got a movie to catch.
Uh-huh.
Let's go see like a film that is either like very offensive in like comedy-wise, like an epic movie-esque type movie.
Oof.
And laugh. Just laugh throughout it and be like, oh my God, Matthew, isn't this hilarious? And just like slap his leg and everything like that. Like, how funny is this movie?
I think that's
good. Alternatively,
yeah.
Just a very serious film. Like, imagine a Schindler's List film where I'm just like doing my best to crack gags.
That's good. Make it seem like you're a terrible person.
Yeah.
After he's just met your folks.
Yeah.
It's good, but also like, it's the kind of thing you can force your way through. If you're going to do that for every day of the 10 days, the same film, then I'm keen. If you're like, let's go see Epic Movie again, and Matthew McConaughey is like, I really don't want to go. You're like, it's fucking hilarious, Matthew.
Why do you seem to hate
Get
this?
Angry at him about it. Do you not like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But not
this
like,
is a higher company.
Not like partner angry. Like furious. What? You're a fucking piece of shit. Bop him one.
Since I was eating this, I have not been talking as much, so I see the flaws. I think that he could, because the thing is, he doesn't need to see you for 10 days in a row. So, like, if you did that.
Weirdly, you could do this in 2 dates.
You could do this in 1 day. My plan will get him going in one day.
As in, like, the premise of this film is very stupid because you could have maybe 1-2 dates in 10 days. But he's keen. He wants you to be there.
Yeah. So he's probably organizing dates with you.
Yeah.
Because that's... So your opening salvo is dinner and a movie, both of which are terrible.
Yes.
But say he's organizing the next date.
Okay.
What's the most romantic date location we can collectively think at? Think of.
Maybe shit yourself.
What?
Maybe shit yourself.
You said no gross things.
Did I?
Yes. Yeah.
They just plans out the window.
No, my plan
is at the start.
Gross.
You were like, look, you know, it's 10 days and he wants you, so you can't just be like, I'm gross or bad in the sack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said, no.
I didn't say no gross things. I said, well,
then I'm going to like open my mouth and insist he spits in it.
But
like,
then what if he does?
10 days.
Yeah, what if he's like, I can spit in a guy's mouth for 10 days?
That's on you. That's you're going to spew.
You're going right. to just get a lot of spit in your mouth.
I'll spit in his mouth for 10 days.
Could he cop spit in his mouth for 10 days?
That's something the bet is, really. He works for a diamond company, so maybe a lot of money.
I'd get my mouth spat in for 10 days for a diamond. Like. That's like a great
deal.
He did
like just money reward. A diamond, which one is very arbitrary.
The world's largest zirconium diamond.
Sorry, to clarify, I meant that if you're just gross, he won't necessarily break up with you.
Yeah.
He just wouldn't, like, he'd see you. Say you had a date and you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because, like, I said gross stuff wouldn't necessarily
I see
work.
What, I see what you mean, Dusher. It's, like, right. It's like, hey, Matthew McConaughey, right. How you doing? Let Second me spit in your date. Mouth. He's like, well, I'm not going to meet you again until the ball.
Yeah,
like,
but he'll
but the thing is, like, well,
you,
then
yeah.
if you don't do that, I'm not going to the ball. So I guess it has to be a date every day.
It has to be. Otherwise, like, on your first, you've got one day to lose a guy.
No, but that's okay. No, like, you can do it in one. But also, you could also be like, I'll go to the ball, but we have to go on 10 dates so I get to know you.
Yeah. I think that's a good move.
Then you have to lay that groundwork, because then you've already said you're not going to go if...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight away. You've got to woo me.
So you're going to spit in his mouth every day?
Well, no, because I'm
gonna take him to dinner in the movie.
No, I reckon second date, right?
Spit in his mouth.
Second date. Go to like an event where there is an audience cam.
Oh, like where they do the kiss cam. Good.
Then you propose.
Oh yes,
because it's a public event.
He'll say yes and then no.
That's great. He'll say that's fine. Whatever. He'll say yes and that's good because then his parent, like he's everyone can see that. That's all right.
Yeah.
I was thinking some kind of like
invite his parents on the second day.
Oh!
Invite his parents to the proposal.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Because he can't say yes and then have to say no to his parents, and then his parents think he's it's good.
Also, like a flash mob, but like for a terrible cause almost.
What? I don't think they have flash mobs that are like, we're pro cancer. Like, I don't think that happens.
Well, like,
I mean, you could organize one.
Like, we could organize something.
Child soldiers.
Something for like Halloween and do like a flash mob for Halloween, but use it as ghosts, but everyone's in like KKK outfits.
Why not just be like, I am a member of the KKK? Matthew McConaughey, how you doing?
Or just be, subtly like, white pride. Good.
Yeah, like, is that, yeah. I mean, that's going to turn him off.
Before you guys finish your coffees, pretty sure the milk's off because I just necked my. And it was an awful taste.
No, mine's all right.
All right, cool. Never mind then.
It's just very bitter coffee. That's all.
Mm. No, it wasn't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's the milk sour.
Something's awry.
Nice.
Anyway, listeners, you can have a quick vote if you want on Twitter. Was the milk wrong? Yes or no?
I'm putting it away.
I'm going to neck the rest of this.
Yeah, that's. Oh, he's going to spit back into the cup. Is he going to? Is that?
Joel Hammett doesn't
almost get a first ever recording of. Oh, will we get milk out of his nose? He's still struggling to swallow.
Fuck you. Oh, boy. I drank it.
Yeah, and it tastes a bit wrong, right?
No, it just tastes a bit of coffee.
Mine tastes a bit. I can taste something extra. Anyway.
Because I have bitter coffee all the time. It was the milk. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
No, oh, no.
Yeah, right? There's like a subtle. Mm. All right, the boys drink off milk live on air. Okay, so you've proposed to him on the second day, and presumably he said yes, and you've invited his parents so that he's obliged to say yes.
Okay.
You need to have that wedding.
I was going to say, third date is planning the wedding.
Yep.
And, like, I'm going to make some horrible requests.
Please.
Oh, let's see.
Slaughter a dog. Slaughter a dog to commence our love.
It has to be, again, a lot of this has to be very public, I feel.
Yeah.
Public murder of a dog.
No, it's in like a public wedding or public proposal, that kind of stuff, just because, you know, there's witnesses.
I wonder if you could get like a sunrise early morning talk show involved.
Yeah.
Somehow. Like if you let them know that you're gonna marry him and you've only murdered him for 2 days, but you're like madly in love, it's happening. Yeah, they might even do it for the train wreck that they know is coming, but like but like they'll get involved.
Yeah. Call up like a radio station or TV like station, and then you'd be like, "This is what I'm planning to do, and is this going to be like?" Because I'm part of the media in this, aren't I? I work for some sort of magazine.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the magazine involved.
Yeah. Oh, man. See, that's club.
Door just closed by itself.
Melody closed it with her head. It was like, and nope. Shut the door. That was weird.
It seems like a threat.
That milk bellies.
What is
something?
What are you? She's crawling on her stomach.
Good dog.
This is a weird episode just because I think
she's closing it further.
What the fuck?
This episode feels haunted.
Anyway, so get the, because the media, the company I'm working for clearly has other connections to other media organizations, surely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, that's a good point. You can't be too fucked with this because then you'll lose your job.
Well, a wedding's not too fucked.
No, a wedding's fine, but like.
I can't slaughter a dog.
You can't have like a satanic ritual.
No. I think it's a lovely wedding, but a very public, televised, live wedding.
You will destroy your career though, because
fuck, I will too.
I forgot about my career. That throws a lot of my plans out the window.
Maybe not a wedding. Maybe not a wedding.
My plan's still fine. I'm pretty.
All right, sure. let's get to the end of the ten days.
Oh, fuck. Now you go on. You go.
All right, bury him. Day one, let's go on a date to the park. What's this hole?
So you're murdering
guy
him.
Guy lost.
You're murdering him.
Leave him enough here for 10 days. For 9 days. Because if I leave him enough here for 10, I failed. Leave him enough here for 9 days. Tell me after fucking the second day, he's not going to be like, this was not worth it.
So you've killed him.
He's not dead. He got air.
But if
he's got no water.
He's got water and food. I give him like whatever cereal or whatever.
You basically you kidnap him.
Yeah.
But bury him in the ground.
Well, okay. What about this? What
Do you
about
check
this?
In every day and see if he wants to break up?
Yeah. If you break up with me, I'll let you free. What about this? What if I'm not like, I don't make it clear. I just like find a well and I push him in the well, but I'm like, oh no, you fell in the well. And then I go. Then it's not like I did it. Even though
boy
I did.
Trapped in the well. I mean.
But I just think of my career here where I'm like, if Matthew McConaughey the... didn't want to be with me because he was in a well.
Well, you've definitely.
I
want to
read that
him.
Article.
How to lose his eye in 10 days. In brackets, in a well.
Push him down a well.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, I've lost him.
I mean, you have. Well, there he is.
I know. I've not lost him physically. I'm well aware. He's not going anywhere. I mean, if I, at this point, he's capable of losing.
A very big, giant hedge mate.
So, yeah, throw him in a well. Tell me he's not going to break up with me when he's in a well.
Are you the only person who knows he's there?
Yes.
Is it the same thing with the burying him? You're just like, I'll only let you out if you break up with me.
Yes.
How are you writing this article?
From jail?
Because you've just committed some kind of
Jackson Bailey
wrong thing.
Jackson Bailey, felon. Is it a crime if you don't free someone?
That's wrongful imprisonment.
What?
Yes.
But I didn't do the imprisonment.
If you said you push him in the well,
yeah,
so
but
you
nobody
do.
Knows that
he does.
He does not. He's not sure.
Then why didn't you? I think it should be. Why didn't you call like the cops or the like SES or?
Because I was trying to lose a guy in 10 days.
Actually, you know what? If he doesn't know, I'm gonna go back there on your second date, and the same thing happens again. But you keep calling the emergency services every time it happens, and then eventually he'll be like,
Eventually he'll become a friend. But then he knows that I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Because it's more of a crime to obviously push someone in a well.
And then
but to not free someone from a well they think they fell in.
That's like, wrongful imprisonment.
That's not a crime.
I just
it's a
like,
crime.
Like Matthew McConaughey being very wily of you when you're near, like, a hole. Because he's like... He's springy. He could move.
He'll slime out of the way.
I feel like you're going to end up pushing yourself in a well.
You can't take me to the ball now. Better break up with me.
Nah, because he just get you out. And you're like, well.
Oh, well, that's well. Okay. I'll flip it. I'll keep jumping in the well.
How to lose a guy in 10 days.
Jump on a well.
In one simple step. Keep jumping in a well.
He'll free me. He'll be like, you're going to go to that ball? I'll be like, yeah, I'm back in the well.
Your leg's going to be so broken.
You don't want to take me to the well. My legs are just bloody stumps, Matthew. Come on.
Jackson mushy legs, Bailey.
You don't want this at the ball. Someone else better dump me. Then I get to write the tell-all article
but,
of the year.
If he's just helping her from the well, you've got no like broken, mushy legs. He's now going to put you in a wheelchair and get that sweet sympathy vote.
He puts me in a wheelchair. I reverse as quickly as I can.
Into the well.
Back on, slam the back of the wheelchair into the well, and woo! Into the well again.
Then he's going to fish you out, and you got like a broken back. Eventually, you're going to be a nugget, Jack, and you're going to go to that ball as a nugget.
I'll roll into the well, you whatever it takes.
You can't move, dickhead.
I just dodge the rope he sends down.
He's going to call SES.
I'll tie one of my legs down to the rope, and he'll pull it out, and I'll be like, ha ha. Take me to the ball. Hurry up and dump me, Matthew.
And wait. You are dating in a relationship. You have had something which is a very great, like, grievous bodily harm to yourself.
Yeah.
If he dumps you there, he's just going to look like a major asshole.
But
he can't leave you now.
But what if he's like,
also
it's not
like,
my fault. He kept jumping. At the
He just no kept matter. Jumping in that damn well.
I don't know what's wrong with him. I get him out of the well, he'd squirm out of my hand and down he'd go.
He himself
again.
In butter. Well, that's just his body type. You can't. It's like if you start dating someone
and they get cancer in the first week,
you can't leave. That's you done for, like, you know, until they're better.
I reckon, yeah. Just a quick side note with that. How, like, in movies and stuff like that, and in real life it happens to it. It's real sad. It's not funny. But, like, it's like the having to have a conversation to be like, look, I'm very unwell. If you want to break up with me, that's fine. Do it now.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever going to be like, sick. All right, we're
Thanks
through.
So much for the out. Yeah, it's a trap.
But if they die...
But with Jackson, it wouldn't be. Like, hey.
Exactly.
I'd be like, look, Matthew, let's real talk. I'm going to keep jumping in this damn well.
Until right? I fucking die.
Okay. So but either you kill me, because it'll be blood on your hands, Matthew. All right. Or would... you'd leave me.
He wouldn't lose the bet because he's got nothing to lose. Just like a potato man dying. You don't give a shit. You're a fucking sociopath who keeps jumping into a well. Sure, I'll take that bet as me.
But he can't take me to the fucking ball if I'm dead.
Well, no, because I'm like, well, I tried, but my date died. Now I've got a sweet, interesting story about my well boyfriend.
It is great to imagine him coming back to the guy who made the bet with. Right. The guy's like, how'd it go? And he's like, you'll never believe what happened.
Check the news today.
Man keeps jumping in well. Maybe covered in butter, question mark.
Rescue services baffled.
That slippery well boy.
Just lube myself up, head to foot.
Whoop!
They like tie a rope around my waist and pull it out, but I slide out.
Like every time, even when they rescue you, you're coming up, so you're falling back in the well. Every time.
Oh, if you survived, you'd be and so how, infected.
And also how you write in your article.
With my mouth. Put a pen in my mouth.
How to lose a guy in 10 days. The well way.
You don't want to lose a guy in 10 days. Jump in a well repeatedly.
You think keeping a man's easy? No. Not if you're jumping in a well.
All right.
I think you're causing a lot of harm to yourself, but Matthew McConaughey is... coming out scot-free.
If Matthew McConaughey stays there for 10 days, that's 10 injuries and 10 trips down the well.
10 injuries? Mate, you are falling consistently.
You're not going to be in a well for 24 hours each time.
No.
That's true. We could be talking 20, even 40 injuries over the course of the 10 days.
So, like
Jackson Bailey, the man who fell in a well every 6 hours for 10 days.
SES wouldn't leave. They'd be like, yep, there he goes again.
What? No, what if they put a net in the well?
They might.
I'll chew through it. We got him. Oh, no, he's chewing through the... Quick. He's back in the fucking well.
What if they just filled the well up with water?
I was going to say, after like maybe the third time, I feel they'd board it up. Like,
I'll just jump in from a great height. Just smash the ball.
Find a different well.
Run on my crippled legs until I find another well.
Wheelchair.
Wheelchair my way towards a new well. No. Hit like a little bump. Like, whoop, fly rock, out. Fly. Whoa. Whoop.
I'm home. Whoa. Help. I fell in another well.
Oh, no. I'm in a well. Better save me.
Or leave me behind, maybe.
Hey, Matthew, that's your out. This can stop any time you choose.
It's just like holding yourself hostage.
It's holding myself in a well.
Your plan is going to not work because, like, I reckon Matthew McConaughey's a good man. He'll just stick by you.
If he sticks by me, I'll stay with him.
Then you fucked up.
You got no article. He's winning a bet.
I've got a brand new article in National Geographic called How to Fall Down a Well in 10 Days. How to Injure Your Body 40 Times with One Well by Jackson Bailey.
It's not a good read. Tell me.
So you got two articles before you exam it. I'm giving you the option of reading one of two articles, okay? One article is about how to lose a guy in 10 days, and the other article is I fell down a well 40 times. This is my experience. I know which one I'd rather read.
You're getting brain injury. He's just going to take an invalid to
I'll wear a helmet. Ball. It's fine. I'll wear a helmet.
Smart move.
Which is great because that means as we're going near the well, Matthew McConaughey starts to put two and two together. Why are you wearing that helmet? Oh, you'll see. Oh, you'll understand soon enough, Matthew. Oh, what's that well over there? Am I just going over? Whoop! Funny if I die on the first fall. What was his plan? What happened to your date?
He just jumped in a well and died. I'm baffled.
Do I still win the bet? Well, yeah, because she didn't break up with you. She was very... Well,
He just jumped in a well. You couldn't have predicted that.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dusha, what's your plan?
Mine is less well-orientated, but I feel mine's spooky, actually.
Oh!
Ominous. So, all right, I'm going to pick him up for the first date.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, we're just going to go out for dinner. I'm going to have a full tank of fuel, and I'm just going to keep driving. Just keep driving.
All right.
And then I'm just going to keep being we'll be there soon.
What's your plan once you run out of fuel?
I might pull into a
gas station and get more and go again.
And then I might, I'm just going to take weird turns. And...
I just like if this
get
Matt...
Get in the highway.
Yeah.
Mm. And then maybe just talk to myself like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
I like the version of this where Matthew McConaughey is just a trooper and you drive for days.
Yeah, because at what point is Matthew McConaughey being like, no,
I'm checking out.
Well, no, that's good because we only need to drive for 10 days because guess who won't be going to a ball if he's in another fucking country? State, I guess.
Country? Wow, you drove across
you're
water.
In Europe.
Oh, it's in America.
He works for an advertising agency. I think if you make it, they're going to be like, sick, let's go to the nearest airport and go. Let's go.
And take him back.
Because I like driving, but he's going to twig eventually.
Are you going to sleep?
Yeah.
Because you're
affected. Oh, you reckon he'll carjack me? he might.
Yeah.
He might run, is what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's a breakup.
Well, if he runs, it's a breakup. And that's he wants true. To stay there. So you got to imagine.
He wants that diamond to stay there. I assume he's getting.
Yeah. So
he might stay with you. I think he'll call your bluff.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's good because, like I said, 10 days, and if I'm the one driving...
But you didn't lose a guy. He lost his bet, but you lost your bet.
Yeah.
Well,
and also, your editor's like, where's the article? You drove for 10 days on the company car.
No, that's good because I'll just change my article slightly. How to get lost with a guy for 10 days. And they'll be like, that isn't what you pitch. I'm like, isn't it? Oh, what? Sorry?
Did you
lose a guy
wrong,
in 10 days? How are you going to do that? Do you want me to fall in a well or something?
I remember the last guy that tried to write that article. It's cursed. I'm not going near it. I'm not touching it with a 10-foot pole.
Does he have a fear in the film? Or does Matthew McConaughey himself have fears?
He seems like a pretty chill guy. I mean, he got arrested for playing bongos naked at 3 a.m. Remember?
I can imagine him being scared of something like scorpions, maybe.
Okay. All right, okay. Third date.
Yeah.
Do you remember, what was that TV series where they made people drink donkey sperm?
Fear Factor?
Yeah.
Take him on Fear Factor.
Take him on Fear Factor. A couple thing on Fear Factor.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think I'd stick around with someone if I was forced to drink donkey spur. But, like, he can... but he doesn't want to say no. It's tough, though. It's a tough one.
Again, because I'm guessing, like, again, you're using your media-esque connections to hopefully be like, hey, you know Fear Factory? Or Fear Factory.
Fear Factory.
Fear Factory. Fear Factory are a band.
Yeah, a band, yes.
Yeah, like, oh, come on, Fear Factor. Because, like, if you're Matthew McConaughey, you might be like, that sounds fun. Mm. Sounds like it'll be exciting.
Drink this donkey cum.
All right.
Again, this all comes down to how much of a trooper is Matthew McConaughey? Because you don't want him to be like, looking you straight in the eye. Slam it down.
Your now turn. Oh, no. Shit.
What have I got myself in?
Because also I think I have to go on Fear Factor.
You have to drink the donkey cum.
I don't want
to
drink that donkey cum.
The donkey cum. Oh, cum.
DK Donkey Cum. DK Donkey Cum is here.
Oh! I found what Matthew McConaughey's scared of.
Okay.
What? I hope it's commitment, because easy.
Matthew McConaughey. Matthew has famously admitted to having a fear of revolving doors and of tunnels. My driving thing helps there.
Yeah, that's true. You could just go
it's
in.
It's not being underground that bothers him, but the point where you go from being above ground to underneath. He also revealed that he hasn't worn deodorant in 20 years.
Well, my well plan works then as well, because he doesn't want to go underground.
He hates tunnels as well, so you can push.
What is a well if not a vertical tunnel?
Like, but you're still pushing. That's a crime. You're still pushing. You're going.
That's why I'm putting myself in. Yeah, we sorted it out.
No, but then that would scare him.
Well, it'll scare him if he has to come and get me.
All right. So yeah, go on Fear Factor.
Yeah, it's a guzzle donkey cum.
That's a pretty bad third date.
It's rough, but
it's
like
rough.
All of your things are survivable, Zaman.
And like nothing. Like he'll just be like, "Fuck this man is just fucked. Like wild. I've only got to last another 7 days, but like
but this is the first 3 days. There's got to be. What else can we do? What else can we throw?
Well, exactly. What else can you do?
What else can we do here? What are some bad date scenarios?
Taking him somewhere just like no, that's just kind of Fear Factor again. I was going to say like somewhere filthy is nasty. Can you? Is there anywhere where you can legally fight another human being?
The boxing?
No, fight a chimp.
Is there anywhere we can legally or illegally do that?
Illegally, yes. Legally, no.
What about like killing a dog's not a crime?
Yes,
if it's like
yes,
a loose dog.
Yes, it
fine.
Is.
Not just like a basic dog. If it's someone's pet,
you're not allowed to just go out and
killing a basic dog is not a crime.
Yeah.
No.
It's animal abuse. It's a crime.
We kill cows all the time.
Oh, date four, slaughterhouse.
Ah!
Slaughterhouse date four. Slaughterhouse four.
Yeah, slaughterhouse four, date night four. yeah, just be like, I've always wanted to kill a cow. And then just spend a whole day at a slaughterhouse just...
I told you why I don't really like milk. I don't think I've told it on air, but that just reminded me.
I feel I don't really like milk now.
No, oh, yeah, this seems like I'm not drinking my off
it's
milk.
It's settled
drink.
And I'm not happy.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I mean, you called. I pointed it out. No, you were like, no, you guys are dickheads.
I
just
had
bitter
some
coffee.
This morning, it was fine, but now I'm like, I don't know. Now I don't know.
Put the doubt in our heads.
Put the doubt in my head. And I'm
the sour scared. Milk in your gut is what I did. But yeah. I found out the reason I don't really like milk and why I don't drink it by itself is because like I had a flashback to when I was in grade one. We went to a farm and like I had to milk like they just picked people randomly out of the thing to like learn how to milk a cow.
Yeah, yeah.
But then remember they made us drink it out of a bucket. So it was like warm and like it
lumpy
hadn't been
a bit.
Yeah.
Straight from the teeth.
Yeah, it was fucked.
That's it. It would be worse if they made you suckle on it.
Gross.
Yes,
it
would that would have been.
Which reminds me, date five, a Tom Green stand-up. No one can sit through that, surely.
The best part about yours, Zamet, and why I think it's kind of winning, is that it's the only one that's not a crime.
Mine's not a crime.
It's kidnapping.
Yeah. No, because like
it's
you can,
kidnapping.
I could take him home. I'm like, oh, sorry, I think I just got a bit lost. You want me to take you home?
Yes, he does.
Well, then I take him home.
Then you're still
then
together,
you're
though.
Still together.
Yeah, but, like, imagine if I did it again. He would be like, this person is trying to kidnap me.
No, but then it's like, yeah, I get it. Because I was going to be like, oh, just turn me home. And you're like,
Or he might be like, I'll take us on the next date.
Yeah.
And then he'll drive.
You are too afraid of the cops.
Yeah.
And doing the, like, to be caught or do something illegal that anytime he's like, let's go home, you're going to have to just like, you got me. That's your kryptonite, Dusha. You
yeah.
You're goody good.
Good boy.
Yeah.
Good, do good boy.
Wait, Joel. In real life or in this situation?
Both.
I hate cops. I'll fire them all.
That seems so hard for you to say.
I love them. I'm a boy in blue.
I mean, like, if you're willing to, like, you know, put your pedal to the metal and just not let him out of your car.
That's a crime. No, because I'm trying to do it without committing.
What about we
crime.
Do this? I'm like, Matthew McConaughey, I've got this new game. It's called the trunk game. All right. You get in the trunk of the car, all right, and I'm going to drive around. It's a lot of fun. But you just slam on the trunk when you're done.
Yeah.
But I just pretend I never heard him. And then I drive around for days.
It's kidnapping again.
No, but I didn't hear, sorry.
No, but that's still kidnapping.
I couldn't hear you, man.
Days is kidnapping.
If I said, Jackson, we're going to the shops, and then you got in the car, and I just wouldn't stop, I guess it's kidnapping.
But no, but that's different. No, I'd be like, Dusha, I want out. And you'd be like, I'm right there. But if you're like, Jackson, get in the boot, and then you drove around, and you're like, well, you just never said, I didn't hear
you. I like music a lot, Jackson. What if I just turn my music up so loud I just can't hear you ask to stop?
I'd be mad, but I don't think I could take any legal recall.
Yes, you could.
I'm sorry, officers. I didn't know I forgot he was there.
I was tired.
I got distracted. I forgot I had Matthew McConaughey in the trunk. Leave him in the car while you go into the casino on a hot day.
What date am I up to? After our Tom Green.
Seven, I think. No, six.
Day six. Introduce him to my potato diorama that I have made little cutouts of us,
both of you.
Us, our friends, and family.
And then you're going to fry them all up.
In certain situations, like a dollhouse. And then I'm going to fry them up and serve him himself.
That's good. What about if you also do, like, illustrations of what you think his cock looks like?
Yes!
That you then give to him as a gift.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cook food, but wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's, again, like where I'm trying to get away with doing a crime that's not a crime, poison him, but just pretend you cooked it wrong. Give him salmonella.
Yeah.
Not hard to give a guy salmonella.
But no one's gonna no one's gonna break up with you because you give him salmonella.
Why do you give him salmonella a lot?
Every day.
I guess at a certain point. No, I reckon you could get two salmonella poisonings.
I'm just trying to think of what else you could do, because I would be gone by date one if I was Matthew. But if he's like,
but if he had a bet.
That's he's going to get a diamond. Imagine if at the end of its amit you were going to get one single zirconium diamond.
No, day two, when they've invited my parents, I'm out.
I'm keen
for
to
a
see
diamond,
where it goes.
Yeah, no, me too.
Like, give
if
me
they
for
get that crazy, knowing me knowing that... Actually, I would just get scared of the repercussions of, like, they have gotten in contact with my parents.
Yeah,
what happens when we break up?
Yeah, that's a struggle. That's a struggle. But then
that's scary already. So, like, I'm marrying this person.
Wow, you are committed.
But also, like, that it's
mostly just scared.
It's like the opposite effect of what you wanted, though.
Yeah, no, I know.
Because I'd be like, I can't leave this person. They're insane. They'll kill me. Mm. Which is why the well method.
What about just okay?
So
let's
far.
Table that well method and put it in the maybe pile.
Put it in the definitely one pile.
Just acting completely and utterly disinterested.
Yeah, just being like, eh, whatever.
But then you're not losing a guy in 10 days, because I imagine the 10 days starts
bang on one.
What? The 10 days starts the moment that you go asked out or the first date.
Yeah.
Bang like it on doesn't one.
Bang on,
bang on one.
One.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Bang on one.
Yes.
So, like, you can't just be totally disinterested because you've
well, also, like, that's it's you got to strike this balance where you're not like a danger to him,
yeah,
but you're also not something he can survive.
Yeah, you need to go. I reckon full on romance. Maybe book like a 3-day romantic holiday in the middle of the week somewhere.
That's the middle of the work week. A Tuesday to Thursday romantic getaway.
Yeah. And to be like, he's like, I got work, but I bought these.
I bought these. Matthew,
come on.
Like, I took work off for this. And he'll be like, how? I've only been dating for 3 days.
And I'll be like, you're worth it,
Matthew. I was like, yeah, no, I booked this like months ago.
I've always had this ready.
Oh, I booked this months ago for my last ex. What happened? I don't want to talk about it.
Don't read the papers.
Somebody pushed him in a well. Somebody pushed him in a well. Nobody knows who. Anyway, get in the car.
Get in the well. I mean,
but
car.
Yeah, I think a romantic getaway for 3 days in the middle of a work week and just go somewhere terrible.
Go somewhere terrible. Where
but like, you think
I've got another
it.
Plan. And this one's could also border on a crime, but not.
That's the best
same.
Plans. Yeah, do. All not, the best plans do.
Not the same crime. It's not kidnapping this time, and it's not violent. First date. Go be like, oh, I just really like something low key. Like, why don't we just do dinner at your house and then just don't leave?
Oh, That's pretty good.
I've been in that situation. Not as a date, but was just a friend. And I'm like, why is she not leaving? A friend was a loose term. An acquaintance.
How long?
Someone I did not like. She ended up staying the night. I was so mad.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, please leave my house.
That's a rude thing to say about Adam. He's literally in the room.
I was wondering, just because Adam is here, how's your coffee, Adam?
My coffee was fine.
Did you drink it all?
There's like some dregs.
Because we think the milk might have been off.
Tasted fine to me.
Mm. See, I think it was fine, but Douche has made it psychosomatic in my head.
This was a taste.
Because Jackson also drank and was like, it's fine. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway.
Because Jackson was ready to give me the business. He had the opposite mental effect where he was, thanks to the milk review, buddy. Had the opposite effect. Yeah, Jackson was ready to give me the business and then was like, oh.
Yeah.
See, now I'm just feeling queasy, but I don't know if it's, again, psychosomatic or just because I gulped that last bit.
You did drink it quickly.
I did. I drank it quick too, but it was bad. I wish I had this instead. It's an empty bottle of Coke Zero.
So I think you have 3 dates left, Zammit, before we decide whether or not you lost.
And yeah, I'm not leaving this.
Yeah,
man's
I've
house.
Not left. Yeah. Not yet.
Like, I'm just thinking, what would it take for you to leave?
For me personally?
What, am I getting a diamond at the end?
I don't think so. I don't think you're getting, what are you getting?
Because
that was a rule we set, but yeah. I think what he gets is
for
end.
A diamond, damn it, I'll do anything.
Maybe just the hubris.
I don't care about that. I might not even agree to the bet if I get nothing out of it.
Let's say 10 days. Let's say $1,000.
$1,000.
Oh, he becomes the head of advertising.
Oh fuck! No, I'm not doing any. I'm in here.
Yeah,
10 days, no matter what.
In it to win it.
Jack could shit in my chest, but I'm like, whatever. 10 days, gotta do this.
When they question Ben's knowledge about love, Ben bets he could make any woman fall in love with him if he wanted to. So yeah,
So he's got to make me fall in love with him.
While you're trying to lose him at the same time.
I'm trying to lose him. Okay.
Okay.
So he's keen. He ain't.
He's not going.
And he's trying to woo you. So if I'm like, come on, Fear Factor, drink this donkey cum, he's going to be like, all right, and give me the eyes and look at.
He might do like a sexy shower. But like in Donkey Kong.
Matthew Stoll.
DK.
Donkey Kong.
DK.
Donkey Kong is here.
Donkey Kong is here.
Which is why, at the end of the day, of all the methods so far, the well method.
No. You fall down a well. All right. So I've called the marine services. They're going to be here. But I think, I'm just going to spend, while they're here, they're going to be like an hour or two.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
I'm going to jump in with you.
Let's just chat. Let's just get real. You tell me about your
I
life.
I scream.
You can't keep that up.
I'll scream until my throat is bloody. Yeah.
You will not be able to keep that up for like an hour. And then he'll just start chatting with you and start wooing you. Matthew, I lost a guy in 10 days. I fell down a well and wouldn't stop screaming. That's not a good article.
That's a pretty great article. Imagine like flipping through Cosmo and then just, I fell in a well and wouldn't stop screaming.
This year's summer looks. You're like, how to please your man. Yeah, whatever. I fell down a well and wouldn't stop screaming. Oh. I might get promoted.
I don't think you would.
I'll come in with no arms and legs, and I'll be like,
"I got my article, boy." Have like one Jackson of them like mechanical, like you'd be like, "Hi,
I wouldn't stop screaming."
Blew my voice box.
So here's my article, and then I place it with my mouth.
I think you win some points for
effort.
But you. I think that you got to take in the article. I think yours is. A bad article.
I think it's not what they wanted. I think it's going to be a phenomenal read.
How?
Well, I'm telling you.
I fell down a well. I fell down a well.
Here's how to escape the SAS if they try and take you into the ambulance.
It's a good
Here
point.
Are the steps to escape the SAS.
It's how to chew through a net.
It's a good comedy article. I'll give you that. But not one I would
Here's
print
a photo
in my
of every
Cosmo.
Injury from every. I'll just go to whoever wants it.
How to buy lube in bulk.
Buy lube in bulk and hide it at the bottom of a well.
I think you fail in your How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days article writing. You make an interesting article, but it's not the one you make.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Whereas I might write an article which is basically like, I tried to lose this guy in 10 days, but man, did he just guzzle that donkey semen. And it was impressive.
I think Joel Dush.
And I think I fell in love.
See, and I'm just at his
house. We're together to this death.
Because, I've changed my plan. I'm just at his house and, like, Maybe I just won't like leave lying on his couch because like he can woo me all he wants.
He's watching Netflix.
He's just gonna get
cut. Get out your phone and start watching like fucking what's a long running series on Netflix? That
House of Cards is pretty long.
Oh yeah,
just start watching start House watching of Cards. That.
And but then like, he's like hey, wait, no, no, comment back. No, no, no.
Commentating, yeah, so like House of Cards. Ask for his Wi-Fi password, obviously.
Well, yeah.
Put on House of Cards and then just talk shit about it the whole time.
But you're still not making yourself, I mean, you're unappealing.
Yeah. Very unpleasant.
But for head of the company, I'll take it.
But yeah, like,
I preferred
whatever.
When you were just also, wasting your company's money.
And it's not just him putting up with it. He's doing everything he can to woo you as well.
Yeah,
yeah, but
he's
I think
trying
that
to make
after,
you fall in love.
Because I'm not doing anything. With your both of yours, it's like, that's fucked. Mine's just so annoying to like the very base level where I think he'll just snap and I'm like, was that a breakup? Gotcha.
Does that count? I'm out.
Hi, I'm your friend, Ben.
Yeah, like I think he might snap because like, what if he just grabs the phone and just throws it on the ground? I'm like, that's snapping. You'd be like, don't you dare touch my property.
But I might just be like, so say it was me and you're like, I'm just going to stay here. I'm like, cool. So we're on for the ball. And you'd be like, yeah, I guess, because you want me to break up with you or whatever. Then I'd be like, cool. And then I'd go stay with a friend.
Or I'd just, whatever, chill and watch House of Cards with you.
Maybe I
just put my own earphones and watch my own films or something, you know, with my day-to-day routine.
I think, but if I did that, if they did that, I'd then really, like, up the ante on my tanty. Like, if they did that, I'd be like, that's fucking rude. I thought we were spending time together.
I'd then be like, oh, sorry. And I'd just sit down and watch and wish.
And then
asleep.
I start talking
that's
shit about...
That's why I'd leave. I'd be like, I got to run some errands. Cool. See you later. Bye.
I'm like, cool. Can I come?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, hop
where
in
we
car.
Going?
And then, like, we're going to this place. Like, you basically.
Then I put my headphones in.
All right, that's fine.
Right. But I keep talking. Maybe I sing. I'm just gonna be the most abrasively annoying person.
Like again, like all that thing. Because if I'm getting the head of the company, I'm not leaving.
Yeah, I can't put up with that. Whereas if you drive him somewhere,
in his car, I get him fired.
Yeah, that's not a bad move.
I get him fired. Oh. That's the key.
Do like a sexy gram, like a thing, Dewey's workplace.
Yes.
There you go.
Get
arrive in a thong.
Yes.
Take it off.
Be like, here's my dick, Mr. President.
Here's my dick, Mr. President.
Mr. President. Matthew McConaughey.
Here's my dick, Mr. President. Here's my dear.
It's really hard saying his last name without saying Matthew first. Give it a go.
McConaughey.
No, McConaughey. That's easy as. McConaughey.
No, I nearly did say Mahonaughey.
See?
So, like, I get
you're
it.
Like
McConaughey.
McConaughey.
I think it's because I read and wrote the word McConaissance so much when he was like...
Having a McConaissance.
Oh, fuck. He was so good for a while.
Still good.
Still good. Less good, but still good. Yeah.
Well, give him some time.
I think that's a fire. Getting him fired by showing up and showing your dick to his workmates.
I imagine a thong, but reverse.
Yeah.
So that like the string splits the balls and goes up the cock.
Yeah, somehow directly up the shaft.
But so that means the shaft's still visible, but also just like tucked up.
Which I like because if I was watching that, I'd be like an inch in either direction and that cock's out.
Like, it's already out. Like, that string there is...
Like, the fact that like, it's not flopping down is frankly amazing.
He's got, like, a lot of, like, lower body control.
I don't know what's happening there, but I'm impressed.
But you're right. Cock, Mr. President McConaughey.
I like that you're doing it to Happy Birthday.
Mr. McConaughey.
That's weird.
Yeah, though, like, pretend it's his birthday.
Yeah.
Rock up in a birthday thing, do, like, a popping out and, like a naked, like...
Come on his desk.
Yeah, what? No.
Oh!
We're getting into crime territory once again, Jackson. So, yeah.
Maybe I'll do it 2 or 3 days in a row and sing Happy Birthday every time.
Yeah, because you're going to get him fired, and then he just no option of getting the job, so you win.
Yeah, each day you send, like, a different... whatever a gram.
Yeah.
Like you sound like a dot, like, you know, like dancing gorillas, but it's also you. Like everyone is also you.
Like dancing gorilla, take off the mask and it's my dick and balls in a, in a thong again.
Gotcha.
How did he do that? That's where a head should be.
Are they his legs? In the arms? Are they his legs?
Where's his torso?
I'm so confused.
He's doing the splits, but like,
I don't want to unzip him. I don't want to know what the situation is. I'm afraid.
He's a flexible boy.
But yeah, basically, if you get Matthew McConaughey fired, then his whole bet becomes meaningless, so he'll leave you.
Or he'll just stick with you.
Well, I mean, he's got nothing left.
So. I'll be charmed by my flexibility, so I think I fucked myself here.
Yeah, I just, it's a weird one because it's such a good goal for old Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
So good luck trying to, like, because again, if you combine mine and yours, Dusha, where we're like, yep, here's some horrible dates, meet the parents, and
but then
just
also go back to his house every night and refuse to leave.
Fuck yeah. Or just assume you're staying the night every night, and then also
don't even ask.
Yeah, don't even ask. Start bringing things over, like your toothbrush. So I've been like, oh, hang on.
Move me into his house. Like,
nick down to the shops and grab a few things and just, like, you know, whatever. Came like, hey.
I imagine, like, 5 a.m. hearing, like, the beeping of a truck reversing. And it's just like, oh, I just hired a truck to deliver my things.
Yeah, move my
I thought
stuff
a nice early morning would be good so I can come to work. We can have breakfast before you go to work.
I'll come to work with you. I got this outfit planned.
It's a gorilla, but if you look how I go in it, I'm going to put
You'll
my dick.
You'll be pleasantly surprised.
My dick is going to be where the head is, so get ready for that.
I like that. That means somehow I need to use my foot to pull the mask off.
It's impressive what it is.
Things are wrong in that situation.
Like, using your foot to pull the kick off a mask is still not the most impressive aspect. No. It's getting your thigh to be parallel with your torso. But
it's spectacular.
It's just wrong.
Part of me wants to draw a diaphragm. Like, I can't
it's
really
like getting, you know, those old G.I. Joe figures and just bending it wrong.
That's me, baby. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And that's how you can easily lose a guy in 10 days. Just follow our 10-day methods.
If you hit us up on Twitter, maybe make a poll. Who had the best way of losing a man in 10 days?
Was it the well technique?
Was it the well method?
The drive?
The drive, or just a series of unfortunate dates?
Or the House of Cards talk shit session.
Or this, the classic bendy gorilla cock costume.
The bendy gorilla cockogram.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sanspantsradio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to sanspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.